Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monorail Rye, and joining me today is the mysterious, the magical Monorail Molly.
Hello, I'm here again.
Woo, it's been so long. It's been like, I don't know, 10, 11 episodes, like, something like
that. Yeah, I was going to say, like, how many episodes has it been?
Yes. And of course, the historian, the guy who knows it all, he's a Disney thesaurus, River Guide Chris.
That's a very interesting introduction. Thank you, Ryan.
I don't know. I didn't write anything down today, so that was off the top of my head.
That's all good.
All right. So, guys, here we are. Episode 13, 14? I don't know.
I've lost track.
Let me get here.
Look. While you do that, I just want to send out a, you know, I'm hoping Claire is feeling better.
Yes.
She's at home sick right now.
Yes. Confectionery Claire is homesick. This is episode 13.
Okay.
So
lucky number 13.
Welcome to episode 13, everybody. What are we going to talk about? That's the real question. Well, this week it's D23. So we thought, what better thing to do than predict what they're going to announce at D23? For those of you who do not know what D23 is, Chris, I believe you could probably give us a really good rundown of what D23 is.
So D23 in itself is the Ultimate Disney Fan Club. It's a club that you can join. You receive a magazine every quarter and lots of different Disney updates and news. Some of the cool things is they have different experiences and such that you can attend, such as a tour of the Walt Disney Studios, or this week, the D23 Expo, which is where they drop a lot of big Disney news, a lot of new projects, a lot of blue sky thinking. Think of it as Comic-Con for Disney.
Yes. And I believe D23 only happens every other year, correct, in Anaheim?
Typically, yes. Since COVID, things seem to be happening on weird schedules lately. But it seems like they're trying to get back to the every other year. And then a D23 fan event, typically in Orlando on the off years.
Okay, fantastic. And if you want to be a D23 member, you can always join as well. I was just on the website not too long ago, and it looks like there's a couple different versions that you can join into to be a D23 member. There, of course, is a free version, which gives you, let me see if it'll pop up here, the Fanfare newsletter, access to general events, and sweepstakes. Then you have a gold individual pass and a gold duo plan. The individual pass is $99.99 a year, and the duo plan is $129.99 a year. That includes a gold member card, access to gold member events, access to gold member offers, 2024 gold member collector sets, which, depending on the year that we're in, it'll change, Disney 23 publication annual subscription, and then, of course, you would also have the Fanfare newsletter, access to general events, and the sweepstakes as well. Molly, do you have anything you would like to add about D23? Do you know much about it?
I'm always excited whenever D23 comes around because I feel like that's when us little lowly Disney fans finally get a little bit of crumbs of exciting, really yes, exciting things to come through. So I personally am excited for this year. I've got some really fun predictions myself that if I was a betting man, I wouldn't put money on. But if it did happen, I would be very excited.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, Disney has been dropping a lot of things lately in general as well. So I think D23 this year is just going to be really kind of giving us some more details on what they've already explained. You know, the Disneyland expansion. They talked about Walt Disney World possibly having room for a full park and then two smaller parks. So we'll see kind of what they're thinking beyond that.
I've got a couple things here for you, Ryan, going off of that. This year's D23 is called Horizons. So looking, you know, using that kind of is what I'm going off of, what I expect to see, but also going to the Disneyland Forward. That's a $2 billion project over the next 10 to 20 years, I believe. And then there is a, you know, last year during the shareholder meeting, Bob Iger announced a $17 billion Walt Disney World investment. So, I mean, there's a lot of money going into the parks.
All right. Should we get into it, or does anyone have anything else?
I've got our history real quick.
Oh, you want to do some history? Go
I
for
do want
it,
to do some
Chris.
History.
Historian right. Chris, everybody.
What a surprise. Give me.
Right? What can I say? No, so the other thing that's going on this week that's not Disney related, but I'm going to make
then
Disney
do
related.
We care?
I'm going to make it Disney related. Don't worry. Is the second week of the Olympics.
Oh, yes.
And I happen to be in Reno, Nevada this week, which is only a short drive from what is now Palisades, Tahoe, but originally Squaw Valley, Tahoe, where the 1960 Winter Olympics were held. And the chair of pageantry, the guy in charge of doing both the producing both the opening and closing ceremonies for the 1960 Squaw Valley Olympics, was Walt Disney.
Oh, what do you know?
So it's always that kind of fun little piece of history that, you know, being so close to this area, I grew up in this area, whatnot. My own little piece of Disney history up in this area of Nevada. So
very nice, very nice. All right. Any other history? Any other news? Any other things we want to do? By the way, I did get married. Everyone, that did happen.
Yeah, congratulations,
the
Ryan.
Of us ran from the altar. So
right, we are taking a pause from the wedding.
Yes.
Episodes, but Claire and I will be back next week with another wedding episode.
Yep. So just recaps.
We all right. Recaps. We did a little bit of live recording from the wedding.
Yes. Yes, so. You did. All right. Where do we want to start? Should we start with a park? Should we start with movies? Should we start with cruise line? What do you guys want to do?
That's a great question. I've got a pretty gnarly, not maybe not gnarly, prediction for parks that okay. I, for one, would like to just get true off my chest.
Let's do it. Go for it.
Go for it.
Monorail Molly, everybody. Prediction number one.
Prediction number one is in terms of parks, and this is just based on a couple of things that I've seen kind of whispered in the woods.
Okay.
Is, and Chris brings up a good point about this D23 being about horizons. And with that, a lot of my predictions are like, there are things where you know it's going to take a lot of time for us to get there. It's just something that's on the horizon where they're like, hey, this is coming. Get excited for it. And then in like 5 years, we'll talk to you again. So with that, I think we're getting at some point another park. I think it's time because Shanghai was, gosh, I mean, almost 10 years ago, I want to say, because that was like, what, 2016? Or
2016.
Way off on that.
That was
yeah,
during
2016.
Our program.
16.
Yeah. That was
we
during
kept
our
getting
program.
Shanghai'd.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I know it was 2016. I don't know why. And I was looking at you guys. I'm like, oh, duh. We were all there.
We were all
that.
There.
I was
not
there,
in Shanghai.
Man.
Not
in Shanghai,
Shanghai.
But we were getting Shanghai'd. No, but I think it's time for another park, and I think it's going to be in Australia.
Ooh, okay.
Because here's some things, is they have Bluey's World opening in Brisbane, which is already Disney adjacent, and there's also the Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, and I think that Ooh. With all that happening together at the same time, I think it just makes sense. Also, with Australia as a whole just becoming a really big travel destination,
yeah.
I think it just makes sense to put a Disney park there. And I think it'd be so fun, especially hearing all the characters like try and keep the Australian accents down.
Oh my gosh,
as hard
be hilarious.
As possible. I just want to be there for that.
Chris, what do you think about that?
I love that idea. I would love to see that. I don't know. Like,
I know. I definitely have a new park, but I didn't necessarily think international.
See, and I quite frankly don't have a new park on my list at all.
So mine, I said, because again, we've talked about Disney World and they have room for a new park and then two smaller parks. So my thought behind that was they were going to do a smaller theme park, smaller than Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom is the smallest theme park there currently is. This would be another like half day park, but it would just be something to get people away from the other four parks. So think water park size, but I was thinking maybe Villains.
That'd be cool.
Or,
I could see that.
Or Toontown-esque, like very Mickey,
right.
Fab Five.
Bring the
related.
Toontown back.
Yes.
I am also team bring back Toontown.
And
I
then,
think very cool.
Right.
With the two smaller areas, I think we're getting Downtown Disney back.
Oh, so like Disney Springs and Downtown Disney?
Yes. I think they're going to do a Downtown Disney that is strictly shopping downtown. Like Anaheim Downtown Disney, but in Orlando.
I thought you were going somewhere different like with that. I thought you were going Downtown Disney, but closer to Pleasure Island,
which
where it's like
I'm not saying where it's going to be. I'm just thinking we're going to have more of the Downtown Disney feel, shopping district, restaurants, not the outlet version. of what Disney Springs has become. Right.
So I know I said I don't have New Park on my list, and that's sort of true, sort of untrue. I think we're going to get some announcements for Disneyland Forward, but I'm kind of being a naysayer here, and I don't think we're going to get as many as people are predicting.
Okay. See, I think we're going to get some news on what their plans are.
Right.
You know, we've already talked about Avatar.
Here's my thing. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, here's my thing. And again, I'm being a naysayer. I feel like we're going to get the same blue sky drawings that we've been seeing for the last year and a half of Disneyland Forward. I don't feel like they're going to actually announce anything new.
Okay. So my thing is, I don't disagree with you. I think they're going to keep us pretty much in the gray area of what this new park is going to be. But I think they're going to give us specifics on location and transportation to and from this park.
Right.
So,
especially depending on if they go full new park or if they go extensions of both parks.
Because if this is going to be now a 3-park resort, there's going to have to be transportation to get you from one to the other, because you're not going to be able to walk right across. Like currently at Disneyland, you can walk right across the plaza. You're in the other park. This new park is across the street. They're building roads. There's going to have to be some form of transportation. And I don't think it's going to be buses. I think
hashtag. Go ahead, Ryan, say it.
No, say go ahead. Go ahead. Hashtag.
I was going to say hashtag bring back the people mover.
Yes. The people mover is coming back. They're expanding it. They're expanding the monorails. And I also think they're going to have their own version. Do you guys know what the bird bikes are? The bird scooters?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're going to have their own version of that to get from park to park.
We're going
to
get a mini scooter.
Yeah.
So funnily enough, I spent all of yesterday scootering around DC.
Did you really?
I did. And honestly, the one thought I had, I was like whipping past the Washington Monument. I'm like, this would be so fun to do if like Magic Kingdom.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's genius to do it at Disneyland.
It would be so good. I think the only thing it would be, they'd have to figure out how to keep those scooters outside of the actual park.
Yes, it would have otherwise, to be from like park entrance to park entrance.
Exactly. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of kids getting run
oh,
over.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No, you're going to have to park entrance to park entrance, and you're going to have like, it's going to have its own lane. Like,
yes. Yes.
But that would be fun. I hate to say this, especially because I'm surrounded by monorails today, but I wonder if we will ever get a monorail expansion or new monorail.
At World?
World or land. Simply because, again, from Nevada, even though it's a very large state, like Vegas invested in a monorail, and mm-hmm. that thing cost so much money that I just have a hard time seeing Disney doing it again.
So I think they would do it at Disneyland for sure because of this new park. I think they're going to have to get some form of transportation, like I said earlier.
Right.
Disney World, when Molly and I were doing the monorails, they told us 5 years after the TSC or TCS train control system was established, they would get new monorails. It has now been 8 years.
And they still have the same ones.
We still have the same monorails. They did get facelifts, but I do think they're going to slowly transition those within time over the next 5 years.
Especially Walt Disney World, new monorails, like the vehicle itself, yes. New monorail lines, never.
No. 2030, I think we'll have them. I'll put it that way.
I think
we can only hope.
2039 is I think a big wish. My guess is maybe 2059.
Okay, all right. Any other predictions on Disneyland, expansion parks, transportation?
Disneyland, yes. I would be shocked if we do not have an opening date for Tiana's Bayou Adventure at Disneyland.
We're going to have to.
Like, it would be mind-blowing if that does not get released.
I wish it would be like 2 days before D23 actually starts, because, you know, I'll be in Disneyland.
Right.
How did I
watch it be a week later?
How did I plan my honeymoon the day after Pixar Fest ends And the day before D23 starts.
I think you just like to plan things just so it's as unfortunate as possible.
I know.
Because you didn't call your local travel advisor.
You weren't a travel advisor at the time of booking, Chris.
You should have known. You should have waited until he was one, obviously.
Oh, I know. I'll be on a plane to Hawaii. Come on.
And let's be real. I couldn't have booked most of your stay anyways. It was all vacation club.
Exactly.
I do have one more prediction specifically about Disneyland.
Okay.
And it's my thought is that there's going to be a new ride of some kind, a new ride or attraction of some kind at the Avengers campus. I don't know what.
Yes.
But I think there's definitely going to be something new in there, especially
they have that giant building that's like sitting empty, right?
I think so, yeah. I think, and I have a fear. I don't know if it's already gone yet, because I think it was already on the chopping block soon, but I think the Monsters, Inc. ride, if it's not already gone, might be on the chopping block.
Yep, I have. And
then just to build more space.
Yeah, I wrote down that that's getting chopped too.
Yeah, and I think they're going to blow up on Marvel more.
I almost wonder if they would do Cosmic Rewind over there.
I think that's possible. And maybe this is just me, and I think there would be a lot of, there would have to be a lot of like rewrites and like writing done for it to be well done, but I think a Deadpool ride
Oh my
would be
gosh, yes.
Off the wall bonkers.
I am so jealous that I'm not at Disneyland right now with Marvel Jesus. I'm just saying. Okay, Ryan's looking at me very confused. I went and saw Deadpool and Wolverine last night. So for those of you that have seen it,
inside joke.
Okay. Inside joke there. But
have you guys seen the Xbox controller?
No.
I'm obsessed with it.
It's so, Chris, it has Deadpool's butt on the back of it.
Yes.
Google it. It's so funny. There's a Wolverine one too.
Oh, of course. No, that movie was fantastic. Just putting that out there. As for me, I was just thinking about this. The other big thing that they need to announce, and if they don't, I'm going to be very sad, is what they're doing for Disneyland 70th, because that's next July.
Okay, so we'll definitely get probably some announcements about that. I would assume for the 70th, they will also, again, like Molly said, have new rides and things. Again,
right.
That's, she's thinking DCA, but...
Well, let's be real. I don't know if we'll have new rides, but maybe some, like...
Some refurbs.
Refurbs reimagined.
Yeah.
Bigger queue lines, looking at you, Haunted Mansion.
Why is that? Just as an aside, I don't understand how like the Haunted Mansion queue line at Disneyland is like that to this day still.
I mean, that's I think why it's been closed for so long, because they're trying to figure it out.
They're like, how do we make more space?
Every
here?
Time I go, it's closed.
You know what?
Not this trip.
It will be open this time. 50% of the time I'm at Disneyland, it's open. But Space Mountain is closed. And the kayaks. I'm not happy about either of those.
Would you really do the canoes, though? Like,
yes!
Okay.
Absolutely!
Then it wasn't you. I had a friend that like was like, that is the stupidest attraction. Why is that still there?
You know, when you and I first went, maybe I did think it was stupid. And then I've grown and learned that it's not.
Okay. Like I said, I don't remember who it was, but...
Any other thoughts on Disneyland? Refurbs, growth,
new.
Molly's thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking about any. I can't think of anything in Disneyland specifically that I think would be due for a refurb. Although I am kind of curious. And that was the other thing that I had for parks. I'm so sorry. I had a whole other prediction that I forgot here.
Go for it.
No, I was thinking about refurbs, and thank you so much for bringing that up, because I was thinking, for the record, this is not my prediction because I want this. This is just my prediction because I can see the writing on the wall. Is I fear Dino Land maybe going the way of the dinosaur in order to make more space. And so with that, in the same thought pattern, is maybe Indiana Jones is due for a refurb. Because I think those
in Disneyland. Okay.
In Disneyland. I think in Disneyland, Indiana Jones is due for a refurb, and Animal Kingdom, all of Dino Land is just going to get.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but Disneyland is going through so much refurb as it is right now, with Haunted Mansion, with Space Mountain being closed for a month, that if they do this, it's going to be probably not this year, but 2025.
Exactly. And again, we're thinking Disney Horizons. So this is all 2030, probably.
Yes. Yeah. We're everything that we predict, 2030, guys. 2030. Okay.
Well, unfortunately, Disney's shown that, you know, we can blue sky think all day long, but
yes,
like it takes us 10 years to do anything.
Right. It takes us 5 years to build Tron when it takes Orlando, Universal Orlando, 5 years to build a whole park. So.
Ouch.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. I'm not.
It might have been 4 years. I don't know. Either way, took the same amount of time. All right. So moving on to Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World. A few predictions here. This is more of a pie in the sky, I'm hoping, than I actually think it'll happen. But I'm hoping that we announce a new nighttime parade for Walt Disney World.
Good one.
I also, that was also on my list. I think it is going to be a Magic Kingdom nighttime parade.
The electrical sky parade.
Exactly.
Ooh, please.
I miss the electrical light parade every single day.
Really?
I honestly do, and I think we talked about this during our program about how much I love that. And every single time I mentioned it, you looked at me like I had six heads. Yeah. So like, why?
I still look at you like you have six heads.
I used to hate that thing, and I miss it more and more.
Yeah.
Every
you know
time
what?
I go.
I also miss the boat parade, the light
still,
show. Is
that
still around?
Yeah,
okay. I believe it's still around. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been,
you just miss it because you haven't been there.
I know. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And then in my head, I'm like, well, the nighttime parade is dead, so all of them are dead to me.
Right.
Fair enough. No, but I mean, sky parade would be kind of cool, though, because it's just drones, and like you can see that from anywhere you are in the park.
Right.
You don't have to rush to Main Street and crowd everybody. It would be kind of cool if we did a drone show of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, they do have the drone show at Springs for a couple more months. Yeah. And that seems to be very popular.
They're probably testing it out in Springs to see if they can bring it to a park is what it is.
Right. Although I'm not opposed to Disney Springs having some like nighttime entertainment.
No, they should. They absolutely should. They should have a little water parade too.
They should, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're like staying at Saratoga, you can see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think they could even in theory have like a little, it might be a little bit small, but if they could work it out logistically, I think like a tiny fireworks show, like around where, that one part of the lake where like Cirque du Soleil is at.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Not one of my D23 predictions, but that's just one of my... if Disney wants to steal any of my ideas and pay me a couple bucks for my ideas.
Give us some royalties for our ideas here.
Honestly, just give me some tickets.
Yeah. That's lifetime supply of tickets.
Why not both?
Right. You know? Yeah.
Okay, so nighttime parade. What else do we have for Disney World?
I've actually got a few here, so...
Okay. I have a few, too.
Molly looks like she's thinking.
I had to go back through my list of what I had put together. Yeah, Ryan, I think you mentioned this for Disneyland, but I think it's going to be in Disney World, the Villains Land.
Okay.
Because I just think that's where they're going kind of with Animal Kingdom is I think they're kind of dropping the animal part of it and they're just like, it's another theme park. So that's in my brain. I think they're going to take out all the dinosaurs and put all the villains in there. That's
so
my thought.
I think is they've already hinted at it becoming what Coco and something
so
else.
This actually leads into my dual prediction here.
Okay.
And that is, I have so many feelings on this Dino Land refurb, retheme, and so many feelings on Animal Kingdom. This is a family-friendly podcast, so I'm not going to go there today. Maybe when I'm less emotional about it.
I can
but...
put Mickey laughs in, Chris. It's okay.
It's okay. We won't go there. My prediction is this, though. They are going to announce the final
decision.
End of Dino Land USA.
Okay.
And they're going to give us a full reveal of their Tropical Americas, which is what they're already talking about replacing it with, / expanding over there. Taking research trips to biodiverse areas of South America, stretching up into Central America. The notes and the articles I have do not have it listed. But it's supposed to be, I want to say, Coco, Encanto.
Those are the only two I knew of.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go look it up. But I expect us to see a Death of Dino Land and a full reveal of Tropical Americas.
I mean, I'll put it this way. Whatever they're planning on expanding at Disneyland, if they're going to put another park in Disney World, there's going to be a lot of copy paste. It's just easier for them.
Yeah. Which is annoying, but
yeah. But at this point, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of ideas on refurbs for Walt Disney World, though. A lot.
Encanto, Indiana Jones, which is essentially going to be, they're going to re-theme Dinosaur because it is literally the same ride. Coco and Up.
Which
Up was the one I was forgetting.
I guess Up makes sense for like
Kevin's already
Paradise
there.
And Paradise Falls.
And Kevin and Doug and them already do meet. So you're right there.
I like that one. That's a smart prediction.
That one is. Yeah.
Makes me sad.
Any other Animal Kingdom thoughts?
Not for Animal Kingdom. I got more thoughts though on the rest of Walt Disney World.
Okay. What park do you want to hit up next?
You know my next the park I always want to hit up next is gonna be Epcot. It's always Epcot.
I don't have any Epcot predictions. None. So.
Great, because I have several. I have two. One, I think it's time for my boy Figment to get a little refurb action.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're not just a refurb. I think they're going to do another, like, total.
Like, Inside Out?
No, not. I mean, I think it's still going to be Figment, but I think it's going to be the same change from when, like, they changed from the original Figment ride to the new one that we currently have. I think it's going to be another swap like that. If they did swap it back to the original, that would be super cool. But knowing Disney, I don't think that's what they're going to do. I think it's going to be just another, like, kind of a retelling of all the. I'm so sorry. I turned and I saw my cat chewing on a whole Lego set. Just not ideal for him.
It's not the Disney castle, is it?
No, it's not. It's Rivendell, which is a different castle. Anyway, sorry. No, but I think we're going to get a completely reimagined Journey into the Imagination ride. I think it'll still be Figment. I think they're just going to make it a little more modern and fun. I think, if anything, I think there's going to be more of like an interactive element to it. Kind of like Spaceship Earth, how like you have that screen at the beginning that you can touch and play around with. I think it'll be a similar update to Figment.
Okay.
Would be
bring
very
back
cool.
The interactive Epcot.
I do
bring
have one
back
on Epcot.
Interactive Epcot. Chris, you get it.
Also, yeah, I don't know about whether or not they do a refurb, but what I can say is they're definitely not replacing Figment anytime soon. They put too much money into making him
popular.
No, and
he's so popular right now. Yeah. I do have an Epcot prediction I forgot.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, Test Track, and I think I've mentioned this before.
Yes.
It's going to be, they're saying that they're going to take the current Test Track and mix it with what it was before, but I also think it's getting a Cars layover. I think they're going to do Radiator Springs Racers, but make it more interactive, where you actually do the dynamics of your racing vehicle.
Interesting. So kind of keep the whole, like, the
keep
whole...
kind of the bones of what Test Track is, but it's rethemed to
it
cars.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. I can definitely see them doing that, especially knowing how hot Radiator Springs Racers at Disneyland is.
And I don't know. Are they redoing the tracks in it? I thought they were.
I'm not sure, honestly.
Well, I'll put it this way. If they're redoing the tracks, they're going to make it a side-by-side so that you can literally race each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, that's another... You guys have some great predictions. I love this.
Thank you. All right. Anything else on Epcot?
Not at Epcot, but if we want to take the monorail...
To Magic Kingdom? You want to...
Magic Kingdom.
So then we're going to end with Hollywood?
I know it's a terrible decision, but...
All right. Well, Magic Kingdom. I have quite a few for Magic Kingdom.
I do too. And my big one is their Big Thunder Phase 1 or Beyond Big Thunder. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
So the idea is there's apparently, and I don't know because I was never a Magic Kingdom cast member, but apparently there's a lot of space behind Big Thunder Mountain.
I have heard this.
Yes.
And so there is this plan supposedly to build Beyond Big Thunder. And again, pulling up my research and my notes here.
You and I might be on the same page.
Beyond Big Thunder carried out, at least in phases. They're not going to divulge full details, but giving us an idea of what may be to come.
What do you think it's going to be?
Well, I was going to say, this is where I've heard the rumors of adding Villains Land and such.
So I disagree with that.
The other one I've heard before you jump in here, because I think I know what you're going to say, is making, because it's already got the rock structure and the Western structure. So going with a Radiator Springs
that is
offshoot
also
Route 66.
Not what I was thinking, but I would love it. I would love it.
So these are the two things I've heard. But again, what do you got for me, Ryan?
So number one, I don't think they will put villains in Magic Kingdom. You have fairy tales literally happening in the Magic Kingdom. They will not put villains, not a whole land in the Magic Kingdom. I refuse to believe they would do that. Number two,
that's the exact reason they would.
I love Radiator Springs' idea, but it's not what I was thinking at all. With Tiana's opening, they're either going to expand New Orleans, they're going to build New Orleans Square back there, or they're gutting Liberty Square and they're putting Orleans there.
That is my prediction. I like that prediction to a point. I think you're on the right track with them. I think there definitely is going to be some sort of a New Orleans there, because you have to if you're going to have. I think it's so funny that they have Tiana's Bayou Adventure at Walt Disney World.
Oh,
in Adventureland at Walt Disney World, and meanwhile you've got the Blue Bayou Restaurant over at Disneyland, and it's like those two should be
correct
together. And so I think you're on the right track there. I don't think they're going to get rid of Liberty Square, because
do you think that they could theme it somehow that they can merge, that you have like Liberty Square where like the Liberty Bell is, but then going into Tiana's, they turn it into Liberty Square? Because really the detail of the buildings can kind of go hand in hand.
Exactly. I mean, hell, I think when Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom was still around, Tiana's portrait was in Liberty Square.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's too big of a stretch for them to make that. I think you're on the right track there. I think that'd be smart of them to put like a New Orleans back there. But I agree with Chris that there is going to be some sort of like a Big Thunder expansion, because they already have all these plans to expand anyway. And since with Disneyland, they're already building a third park, they're like, well, let's just use the space that we already have in this park to blow up a little bit more. This is like more of like a tiny announcement that I was just thinking of, but I think what they're going to do is I think they're going to make Country Bears a seasonal show.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's my thought, is because since they have entirely like updated the show already, I think they're just going to like keep phasing in like new seasonal songs and bits.
Okay.
I like that idea. I think
when you said
one.
Seasonal, I was thinking they were like going to shut it down seasonally, and I was like,
no,
that
I like.
Just seems
I
so,
like the idea of it being seasonal.
But
like,
yes, I can
changing
totally
it to the
see.
Season. Yeah.
Yes.
Which I am really excited to get to the Country Bear Jamboree, which I know sounds really weird, Ryan.
I mean, I've seen some videos, and it's much less creepy than it used to be.
So I am a big Jimmy Buffett fan. May he rest in peace. And one of his lead guitarists and vocalist Mac McAnally voices one of the bears, and so I'm very excited for that.
The only other prediction I have is Tomorrowland is getting a huge refurb. The whole thing?
All of it.
Tomorrowland Speedway is going to be Wreck-It Ralph. They're going to put Vanellope in.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's not the way my brain would have first taken that thought, but I love it.
Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin is getting rethemed to Stitch's Great Escape, but you're catching experiments.
I like that.
And then Stitch's Great Escape, they're doing something with it. I don't know what.
I think at this point they should just burn that section of the park down. It's cursed.
Yes. And Carousel of Progress is finally going to look like the future and not 1980s meets the 1990s.
I love
you
Carousel
leave
of
Carousel
Progress.
Of Progress alone.
I know, I,
Chris,
okay.
When I go in to Carousel of Progress and they go to the 2000s and it is my grandmother's stove from 1970 with a lame light bar on it, it needs refurbed.
Yeah, they can refurb. They don't get to retheme or redo the story.
That's
like
what I'm saying. It's going to be refurb. They're going to put actual 2020 appliances in it.
I well, see, now they got it. That's the problem, is that if they
And
update it to
attire.
2023,
Good
I think
Lord.
that's the funniest thing
And
is that I
hairstyles.
you're so right. Honestly, I think the funniest thing about Carousel of Progress is like when we started to like actually make up to the technology they were trying to show off in that final scene, they just put like the modern day equivalent in there. Like when they
Yes.
updated her VR headset, I'm like, okay, this isn't the future anymore. You're just
No.
this is
Like
just now.
I just recently finished Feel the Future, and like the little wizard that they had, I'm like, that thing is like a sidekick. That thing is terrible. It looks like a giant remote control.
So what you're saying is we need to have Carousel Progress, but we need to put the progress back in there.
Yes. Make it Phil the Future. Come on.
Oh wait,
That would
honestly,
be a
I'm
cool thing to do in Stitch's Great Escape. Put Phil the Future in.
oh, I thought you were gonna
Here's
say
the
put Phil
like
the
a Phil
Future in
the Future
Carousel
experience would
Progress.
be so cool in that spot.
I would
Honestly,
love
you're
that.
so
You would
right.
love that.
I think that would just be for the three of us, to
I
be
was gonna
honest.
say, unfortunately, like
Three out of
Phil
three is
is
100%, okay?
was gonna say, unfortunately, Phil is so old now. Like,
It only lasted 2 seasons.
right. I need to go rewatch that. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome. Just make sure you start at like episode three and then go backwards because it's not on
I
Disney Plus
remember you
correctly.
texting
Yes.
Claire and I about this.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, those are my predictions for Magic Kingdom. Tomorrowland is getting a huge refurb, I hope, by 2030.
I hope, please.
For the love of God.
I feel like Tomorrowland is forgotten land.
Pretty
Like,
much.
we added Tron, but otherwise we've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I forget that Tron is there.
It took 4 years to build it. Of course you did. All right. Any other Magic Kingdom predictions?
Think that's all of mine.
The other thing I can see them doing is Tom Sawyer's Island. I can see them gutting that and putting a ride in there somehow with a bridge for the queue. Because in Disneyland, I think it's Paris, Big Thunder is actually on an island. You go underground through a tunnel to get to it. So I can see them
Right.
adding a really cool ride there somehow too.
It'd be really cool, honestly.
Because let's be real, Tom Sawyer's Island, it's cool, but like
It's for me.
you can do better.
I love Tom Sawyer's Island, but I'm also very well aware I'm in a very small niche market of people who love Tom
Yes.
Sawyer's my island.
Moving on. Hollywood Studios, are we done with magic?
We are done with magic.
Okay, Hollywood Studios. I have nothing.
I also have nothing. I got nothing. I think Hollywood Studios has had it too good for
It's
too long.
it went through a lot of refurb in 2016, okay?
The only thing that could happen at studios, and it's too late to even make this announcement.
Osborne lights bring him
Unfortunately,
back.
oh gosh, that would be magical, but no, because I never did get to see those. Unfortunately, Aerosmith did announce that they are done touring permanently.
Really?
Over. Yeah.
When?
Steve, you're gonna love this. I got the news off of a Disney Facebook group of
So
all
wait.
things.
Hold up. We closed Rock and Roller Coaster for how long? And then they make the announcements when it's opened back up?
No. So Steve, like Aerosmith themselves, the band,
Yeah.
is done touring because Steven Tyler has not, he's not bouncing back health-wise.
Okay, so what are they doing
So,
with it? I'm
well,
confused.
right now, that's why I'm saying, like, there's no way this announcement would actually happen. But that thing that we keep talking about.
Goofy movie.
So.
Now, I have a counterpoint to this because I was actually thinking about this while I was driving back home to hop on this podcast, because I was like, there's only two Goofy movie songs. So moving from that is, I think we can either go two ways for Rock and Roller Coaster. One, it does end up being a Goofy movie kind of ride with Eye to Eye and all that. But in conjunction with that, they'd have to release another Goofy movie just to
Which
create more songs, which
it could be.
I would love.
We might get a Goofy movie announcement.
I would adore that. I think that would be great. I think the other thing that maybe this is just me and my little pop punk brain is, especially with the new album they're releasing. What is it? Like, it's a new something, a new
Hold on, I have it up on YouTube because we were
Chris
jamming to
literally
it while
was
you
listening to it
a whole new
earlier.
sound.
You know
A
what
whole
I
new
want to
sound.
see? Go ahead, Molly, but I'm going to tell you what I want to see.
Okay, yeah, no, but I think with a whole new sound, with them kind of like putting in all these new pop punk sounds into like the Disney sphere.
Yes.
And I think that's what they're going to end up doing with Rock
I
and Roller
can
Coaster, because it's
100%
already
see that.
exactly, it's already built to look like a recording studio. So they could easily like flip that, reverse it into like, you're a star and we're going to take you to
Yeah.
your show. You know, like that'd be so easy and super cool.
Okay. I can see that theming.
And you
All
get the
right.
best of both worlds because you can still have eye to eye.
Hannah Montana.
Dude, Hannah Montana would go so
It could
hard.
be a Hannah Montana overlay.
Here is, well, Ryan, you say
screw
your bit
Goofy
first.
Movie, let's go Hannah Montana, baby.
I think
Okay, but that
mine
wasn't what I was
better.
Gonna say. Picture it. 1997. You're going to the toy store. Which one? Al's Toy Barn. Who's your driver? Tour guide Barbie.
I would love that, but I think just the location of Rock and Roller Coaster
I
is
know.
too far away from Toy Story.
They'll put a little gate in.
Bye-bye
Test
now.
Connect somehow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh,
are
and
they
if you
all
stay,
gone?
Dude,
Oh,
that'd be
thank God,
so
my cheeks are killing me.
that'd be so funny if you hang around and like the unload for too long and then
Yes,
you just you're like, are
and
they
then you just have
gone?
Mrs. Potato Head and she's just like throwing cheese balls at you, and I'm packing you an extra pair of shoes just in case.
Dude,
And here's
that'd be
some cheese
great.
puffs.
And some
Oh, I have
hockey
missed
caps.
that.
That's what I need. I need the Toy Story ride where Mrs. Potato Head is just stalking us with things.
I think there's more to
It's
unpack
a
there.
Blue Play-Doh! Here's a
Oh my
dime.
Gosh.
Call me.
So, no, I do not think that we will see any Rock and Roller Coaster updates.
Chris just goes right back into it.
I am.
Anyway, back to business.
He's like, I need to cut Ryan off right now.
If I don't, I'm going to sit here and laugh the entire time and just have Ryan keep doing Mrs. Potato Head.
And some crayons in case you're bored. I hope my mic is picking all this up.
It is. It's fantastic.
Oh,
oh
okay.
I've missed these days.
Sorry, going back to Toy Story, though, not my idea of Rock and Roller Coaster being overlaid by Toy Story, but with the Disneyland expansion, I do think they're going to put some Toy Story rides in the new Disneyland park
oh,
as
yeah.
well, like Slinky Dog. Sorry. Okay, back to Hollywood Studios.
No, you're right. No, I think we're good. I think Studios
okay.
is, if they touch anything in Studios right now, we're going to have bigger problems.
Yes, I agree.
People
I
might
could
riot.
No, I take that back. Indiana Stunt Spectacular, I can see them doing something with that, though, too. Because that's the only production left, really.
Right, but that thing has become super popular because it is the only production left.
True, true.
So,
but it wouldn't surprise me. It's Disney. All right, anything else on parks that we're thinking?
Yes, let's go international.
Okay, what are you
Words.
thinking
I was like...
international?
So again, quick mini Disney history lesson. It was only a few years ago that Disneyland Paris became fully owned by the Disneyland Company.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, they had a bunch of different partners that helped them build that. But I can see, I don't want to phrase this. I don't know what the expansion would be, but I could see them announcing a Disneyland Paris expansion. Especially considering they just celebrated their 30th anniversary and all of that. So 30th, 35th, something like that.
I don't know. I don't disagree with you, but Disneyland Paris still is having some issues financially.
Right.
I don't know that a new park is going to save it.
And I don't necessarily know that it's going to be
I
a
think
new
it would
park.
Sink it more than anything.
Well, yeah, oh, a new park, yes, but an expansion of said park, possibly.
Okay. All right. That's
and
the
then,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say no, because some of the stuff I've been reading, I'm hoping, kind of going back to Disneyland, that we get a lot of Tokyo Disneyland announcements like, hey, we're bringing all of these things from Tokyo Disney to the new Disneyland.
I think that's what they should do.
That's what they should have done years ago.
Exactly.
I'm so tired of Disneyland Tokyo being what Disneyland
we should have.
And Walt Disney World could be.
Yes.
Yeah, no Tokyo, or no, yeah, no Tokyo Disneyland. Shanghai and Hong Kong, yeah.
Shanghai's still pretty new.
Right, but they still seem to be, like, tweaking things and changing things there all the time. I don't know. I'll be interested. Like I said, Paris is kind of a big one. I think that there will be some kind of a park expansion to Paris.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, but you know.
All right, Molly, anything else on parks?
Nope. I'm just keeping, in terms of the international, I'm keeping all my eggs in the Australian park bucket.
Okay. I like it. I do. I think if they're going to do international, that's a great place.
It would be.
Mm-hmm. Anything on Cruise Line?
Well, we already earlier this month got announcements about the seventh ship. Yes, I had to think for a second there. The Disney Destiny, which I am super excited for.
Is the Disney Destiny the one that's coming out of Asia?
No, that is the Disney Adventure.
Okay, so we just got the Wish. Then there's the Treasure.
Treasure will sail this Destiny. December. Destiny will sail next December.
Okay, and those are roughly. All U.S. quote-unquote
U.S.
based.
Yes.
Nassau. Yeah. Okay.
So, quick correction there. The Treasure will actually be doing Western and Eastern Caribbean. Okay. So that'll actually be seven nights, but yes. So there was some exciting news about the Disney Destiny. First of all, this is a whole new concept ship-wise, like theming-wise, because it's heroes versus villains. So it's already instead
of... Spider-Man like the main
guy? So your Atrium statue is going to be Black Panther.
Oh, I saw Spider-Man for some reason.
And then your aft character, your character on the back... is Spider-Man and his spider bots.
Got it. Cool.
Which my Marvel nerd is very excited for. On top of that, their rooms are going to be themed after Hercules, Mulan. There were some other ones I saw there that are now blinking on.
I'm already obsessed.
It's
Hercules
fantastic.
Getting
like,
love?
Can I please book the maiden voyage? Like,
Hercules never gets love. Whenever anything happens with Hercules, I'm like,
I think Hercules is so swept under the rug. Like,
yes,
I just currently rewatched it. Like, I didn't watch it when I was younger, and I just watched it like not too long ago. And I'm like, why did I not watch this as a child? This is great.
It was one of my favorites as a child. In fact, one of my best friends, her mom was my babysitter. Her and I dressed as Hercules and Megara for Halloween one year. I know. It's adorable.
It's so cute.
And then I watch Hercules at least twice a year because I always
That's not that often.
I know, right? At least twice a year, usually more. But and I introduce a new generation of students to it every year.
There you go.
Even though it is historically completely, totally inaccurate.
What is Hercules rated?
G.
Okay. My mom, she has a really hard time showing things because
I'm 95% sure it's rated G.
So
if not, I just admitted it to something. Whoops.
Cool. That's awesome. Any other things on Cruise Line?
Well, the big one I see is because you asked about it. I see a little bit more coming out about Destiny. It's going to be sailing out of Fort Lauderdale, etc., which they're building a whole new cruise port at the Port of Everglades, which I'm excited for. But I could see more news coming out about that. And then the big one is Disney Adventure, which is going to be sailing out of Singapore. And so far, what I'm seeing is this is a strictly Ocean Days cruise. There is no actual ports, which I find interesting.
Okay.
But you have to remember this particular ship was not ordered by Disney.
Correct.
Words are escaping me today. It was not ordered by Disney. It was bought from another company that went belly up. And so they've already released some information about it, but I could see there being a lot of news coming out cruise line wise around that. Unfortunately, I don't think we're getting any other big announcements. We already have our second private island, private stop, and I don't see them announcing any more than, you know, the soon to be seven ships that we currently have. So
anything on movies, television? Okay, let's go.
I have a couple. Mainly in the Marvel's boat, I think, just based on relatively recent developments with certain actors, I think that
Robert Downey Jr. by chance?
That and also I was thinking more on the villain side of things, with certain convictions. I think the MCU is gonna have some big release updates. I think the current phase is gonna change around a lot. I would not be surprised if they dropped the Kang movie entirely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if they were like, hey, we're actually just going to redo everything we were thinking about doing for Marvel. I wouldn't be shocked at all. As a random side note, I don't know if you guys watched The Boys on Amazon Prime, but it's, I think it's going to be a very similar sort of situation of just like, we're just going to cover up all this stuff and pretend like it didn't happen. And we're just going to keep moving forward. Like this was the plan all along.
No, I mean, yeah. That's what the TVA is for.
Exactly.
Marvel wise, I agree. Like, I think we're going to see some major changes in the next phase of the MCU.
Yeah.
Or the Feige universe, as my man Deadpool called it.
You know what I want to see? And I can see it happening, but you know. Spider-Man merging with Iron Man. So you get the Iron Spider.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Marvel left it that basically Spider-Man is the prodigy of Iron Man. He was, you know, his right-hand man. He was kind of like training him to take over this company. And I can see Spider-Man becoming the Iron Spider.
Be interesting. Live action wise, I think we're going to get some previews. I don't think we're going to necessarily get any new announcements for live action, but I think we're going to get some previews. Yeah.
I think we're getting our very first Pixar live action.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
The Incredibles.
Okay.
Ooh.
Because what other one would you do? Like,
right.
And people would love that. People would love that.
That would be a great one. Oh, that was one of the other ones on the Destiny. I couldn't remember. The Incredibles.
That would be great. I think, well, okay, if we're talking about an Incredibles movie, we're all on the same page that John Cena would be Mr. Incredible, right?
Now, yeah.
You're like, I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
Who else would it be, Chris?
I don't know. I'd have to think about this, but I mean, not sold on Cena.
It has to be a big, like, it could be The Rock, but I feel like you can't use The Rock because he's already...
He's
Moana, or I was gonna say, whatever.
I'm gonna say, bouncing off of The Rock, I think we're gonna get some previews, some sneak peeks at live action Moana.
Moana, yeah.
I think they're gonna drop some trailers and some teasers.
I think we're gonna get some more stuff on Tiana too, because I know they're gonna do a short series on Disney Plus.
Okay.
So at least that's what they've said. So I can see them kind of building upon that as well. Whether it's expanding the Tiana, you know, like if there's going to be a sequel to it. Because I'd personally love to see where Tiana and Naveen are after, you know, all these years with Tiana's place.
Especially, here's the thing, and this is going to be like a strange take to take on this, but especially with like her updated costume in Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yes.
I feel like they just kind of have to have a new show or a movie just to show off.
The show that is coming out is supposed to give you the premise of the ride. But I can still see them doing a sequel to the actual movie itself.
Right. I was going to say, which is it just me or does her new costume give you Jungle Cruise adventure vibes?
But did they do that to fit it in with the theme of where her ride is?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. But speaking of Jungle Cruise, are there any other attractions we could make a movie off of?
No, because they're all IP now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, making me very sad with all the IP.
Where's the People Mover movie? That's what I want to see.
It's coming with Disneyland Forward.
All the People Mover love.
All right, anything else on movies, shows?
Not really. I mean, streaming is almost profitable, so we're doing good there.
What about celebrity appearances at D23?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't think this far ahead. Like, think to that category.
I have a few.
Okay.
Number one. Go ahead, Molly.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go.
I'm so sorry.
Molly, go for it.
You literally said you had a...
Nope, Molly, go.
I've
been talking enough.
Okay, great. I feel like I've been talking so much, too. I feel like in terms of like guest appearances, I think sorry, my first thought, like, it totally overrid the rest of what I was actually thinking, but now all I can think about is John Cena on stage just to announce this live action Incredibles.
Who's gonna be Mrs. Incredible? That's what we gotta I feel like you know who it would be, but you can't use her. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh yeah,
she'd be the perfect Mrs. Incredible. But
can we make it Blake Lively?
I literally was just thinking Blake Lively. So yeah, those
yes, Ryan Scarlet, I could see, but yeah,
but she's that already would... yeah, she's already in the Marvel universe. I don't think you can make her a double superhero.
Yeah, yeah, why not? I mean,
what about Emma Stone?
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh, she's almost got the voice too.
Yeah.
Going back to double superheroes, though, I mean, you have Deadpool that was a complete DC universe.
I know.
And then you've got, which I guess
Robert Downey Jr. is also going to be two superheroes.
Well, superhero and a supervillain.
Okay, either
and
way.
Then you've got, but again, we're going back to technically not MCU, but neither is Incredibles. Captain America. Why am I blanking on his name?
Chris Evans.
Thank you. in the Fantastic Four. So
yeah. So I mean, they could use her, but
of course, has Disney and Scarlett kissed and made up yet from the Bob Chapek days?
Don't know.
I that's a great question, honestly. But so realistically, I think in terms of celebrity appearances, I think if anything, it would be more in like the Star Wars Marvel space, because I think in terms of like where they really have their celebrity power is there. So I think Manny Jacinto probably would be there because he's in the new Star Wars series for sure, for sure. And then if they, I know he was just at Comic-Con, so the chances of him being at Comic-Con and also D23 are low on there, but I wouldn't be surprised if they brought Robert Downey Jr. out again.
Okay. I can see Robert Downey Jr. likely, I think it's actually been confirmed, getting another Freaky Friday. So yes. I'm thinking no, Lindsay Lohan, Jamie mm-hmm. Lee Curtis.
Definitely
and
Jamie Lee.
With yep. the Wizards of Waverly Place sequel coming out, we're getting David Henry and Selena Gomez.
I had forgotten about that.
What a stacked stage, by the
right?
way.
Right?
Can we just throw Ryan Reynolds in there just because, like...
I mean, there is a Deadpool movie that just came out.
I was going to say there just him and possibly even Hugh Jackman. Yeah. That would be...
And John Stamos, because let's be honest, John Stamos just would be there to be there.
If Stamos isn't on the stage, he's going to be in the crowd.
Like... Yes, exactly. How can we get John Stamos in the live action Incredibles? Who can he be? Edna Mode.
Okay, how can we get
Could you imagine? He would be so good at being a male Edna Mode.
Oh my gosh.
God, that would be
Edgar Mode.
Jeez.
That would be so good. Who else could he possibly be?
There's another one they can do for Rock and Roller Coaster. They can just make it like Full House themed, and you got to go to Uncle Jesse's concert, and it's just all his songs playing.
Oh man. All I want to know is what could Disney produce right now that would get NPH back in the fold?
Oh yeah.
Ooh, what if they,
who can he be? He can be Dash.
Does he have a grown man playing this 10-year-old?
Why can't it be a futuristic? Maybe it's a sequel to the actual Incredibles.
I think NPH could be a pretty solid syndrome.
Oh yeah, he could.
There
be.
You go.
He could but, be.
He does play a good villain.
He does play a good villain, and I think like they'd have to throw in a song in there, and like a syndrome villain song would go off so hard.
That would be amazing.
Nothing suits me like a suit. Nothing suits me like a super suit.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. All right. What else do we have? I'm out of all my predictions at this point.
I think I'm also out of predictions.
Yeah, I focused mostly on parks and the cruise line. So,
all right. So which one do we think is the most likely to happen? None of the above.
Death of Dino Land.
Death of Dino Land,
yes, sadly.
R.I.P.
And what is the most obscure? What's the most obscure one we came up with tonight?
John Cena on stage as Mr. Incredible.
I don't think it's that obscure.
Oh, right. If we're going obscure, John Stamos on stage as Edgar Mode.
Yes, that's the one. Perfect. All right. Well, thanks for coming in on today, guys. This was fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else for the greater good?
Greater good?
Yeah.
Greater good? Ryan, I am your friend. I'm the greatest good you're ever going to get.
Fair enough. All right. Well,
where is my super suit?
Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate you as always. let us know what your predictions are for D23. By the time this comes out, you got like 2 days to let us know. So get to it.
Chop chop.
Whose idea did you like the most? Whose idea do you think is just totally wackadoo? Let us know. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Molly.
I'm Chris. And this has been the DCP Anonymous Podcast. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.